ring you could hear. The curtain rises, the show has begun.
And now it's the prizes, we hope that we will like the fun to
welcome to Spectacle Town. We're glad you're here, so you can hear our company sing and sound. Welcome to Spectacle Town.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Marfac, the scientific chassis lubricant, present Pinky Tomlin, Igor Gorin, Jack Renard, Eddie Stanley, and Helen Troy, better known to you as Seymour Seymour, in an All-Stars Summer Review.
Well, Jimmy, since Seymour started her breach of promise suit against Pinky,
yeah,
letters have come in from women all over the country.
I'll bet they're all on Pinky's side.
No, not all of them. Listen to this one. It says, "Dear Seymour, I think you have a great future on the radio, and you're sure to make a lot of money. So for heaven's sake, don't be in a hurry to get a husband. Look what happened to me. Signed, Mae West."
You know, that doesn't sound so good for Pinky.
Oh, don't worry about Pinky. Say, half of the letters are from women who want to marry him. Get a load of this one.
Go ahead, read it.
Says that, "Dearest Pinky, have heard of your trouble with Seymour, and I'm willing to marry you to keep out of court. You're my dream man, and I'm sure you'll like me. I don't smoke, drink, dance, or keep late hours, and will never quarrel over money, because next week I am eligible for Social Security."
Well, that takes care of Pinky's future.
Yeah. Pinky!
You know, we've just been reading some letters about you, Pinky.
Boy, that Seymour gal has sure got me in a maze.
Pinky, you're just prolonging the agony. When a woman makes up her mind to get a man, she moves heaven and earth.
That's just the trouble. She moves heaven and earth, and look what's left for the poor guy to live in.
Jimmy's right. Pinky, why don't you give up and ask Seymour for her hand?
I wouldn't mind asking for her hand. The only trouble is her mouth goes along with it.
Quit cracking about Seymour's mouth. Personally, I think her mouth is a beautiful sight to see.
Yeah, so is the Grand Canyon, but look at the size of it.
You know, I think you're unfair to Seymour. Why, her lips are like petals.
Yeah, bicycle pedals. Yeah.
Don't you kid Seymour. Her chasing you is making you famous all over the country.
One moment, gentlemen. Don't sign anything until you see me.
Say, who is this fella?
I represent the Radio Artists Corporation. I want to make a deal with Mr. Tomlin. We'll sign the contract the day he marries Seymour Seymour.
But I ain't going to marry Seymour.
Ah, but you've got to. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. The day you marry her, I can guarantee you a fortune.
I don't understand.
Well, look, in the first place, you've got a profile just like John Barrymore.
Well?
And this woman, she made up her mind to marry you, didn't she?
Yeah.
She chased you all over the country, didn't she?
That's right.
Then marry her and make a fortune.
But how?
playing Shakespeare together on the radio.
You're missing a great opportunity, Pinky.
You better marry the girl and get it over with.
Boys, I really appreciate your advice, but Miss Seymour's big city stuff. I'm just a guy from the States. I pictured myself in a top hat, doing the avenue, but I wasn't meant for a top hat. Well, it's easy to see that it isn't for me. I've seen the moon rise over Broadway. I felt enchantment from the start. Yet I keep thinking of a harvest moon. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart. The mighty skyline of Manhattan, to some may be a work of art. I can't forget the schoolhouse on the hill. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart. I've heard the rhythm of the latest swing band. Oh, but that don't mean a thing to me. I'd rather swing my partner to a fiddle and a bow than go trucking to a Harlem Rhapsody. Oh, I've seen the boats along the Hudson sail into harbor and depart. I'd rather travel down a dusty lane. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart.
I've heard the rhythm of the latest swing band.
Oh, but that don't mean a thing to me.
He'd rather swing his partner to a fiddle and a bow than go trucking to a Harlem Rhapsody.
Along the Hudson, sail into harbor and depart.
He'd rather travel down the dusty lane.
I guess I'm just a country boy at heart.
Profession is a long time, but in radio, it's an eternity. Today, Jack Renard celebrates his 12th anniversary on the air by playing a cavalcade of theme songs from some of the famous programs he has conducted. Music by Renard. The Camel Quarter Hour. The merry-go-round, remember? Thank you. Burns and Grace Gallant. Now Jack Renard celebrates his 12th radio birthday, meeting Mayor Cantor's Fire Chief Band in Texaco Town.
Seymour. Where have you been, Seymour?
I've been busy. My breach of promise suit comes out in court next week. I just seen the judge. No guy can pull a hitchhike wedding on me.
You had a hitchhike wedding?
Sure. There was a hitch in the ceremony and Pinky started the hike.
Pinky Tomlin will never marry you.
Say, he ought to be flattered. I picked him out of all my suitors because he was tall and strong.
That's not such an advantage.
Oh, yes, it is. You gotta be tall and strong to make love.
Oh, what are you talking about? Why, even a little weasel can make love.
Boy, you ought to be an expert.
You're pretty fresh, Seymour, and just for that, I'm going to let you know the truth. Pinky told me that he wouldn't marry you if you were the last woman on earth.
Say, if I was the last woman on earth, I wouldn't have to worry about Pinky Tomlin.
You're just wasting your time talking about that breach of promise suit because Pinky won't be here for the trial.
Oh, yes, he will.
Oh, no, he won't. He's going back to Oklahoma.
He is not because I just fixed the whole thing with the judge that's trying the case.
You fixed it with the judge so Pinky will have to stay here?
You said it. I sent the judge a box of cigars, and inside the lid was a $20 bill and a card saying, "Here's a little present for you, Judge. I know you'll fix everything for me."
But that's bribery. Seymour, you'll go to jail for that.
Not me. I signed Pinky Tomlin's name to the card.
Your neighborhood Texaco dealer helps make these programs possible. He is one of more than 45,000 independent Texaco dealers from coast to coast who sell Fire Chief gasoline. He runs his service station on tried and proved business principles. He takes only a small profit on each sale, depending on his total volume of business for a fair return on his investment. Naturally, it is to his advantage to handle products which car owners demand more often, products which make car owners regular and steady customers. Out of approximately 1,000 different brands of gasoline, he picked Texaco Fire Chief, because his experience has proved that Fire Chief's extra power and speed at no extra cost is what car owners want. And that, ladies and gentlemen, confirms what we have said on this program. Fire Chief's emergency action gives you top performance, greater driving economy. Next time, try your neighborhood Texaco dealer. It isn't necessary to wait until your gasoline gauge reads low. Drive in any time for air, water, or for typical Texaco circle service. Texaco dealers know that by serving you and your engine best, they will win your respect and your patronage.
Funny ain't got rhythm.
When no one's with him, the loneliest man in town. A lonely man is he, bending over his book. His wife and family
keep on giving him dirty looks.
Oh, dear.
When you call him up, it's funny town. With every aviator, he circles the equator.
Funny ain't got rhythm.
When no one's with him, the loneliest man in town. A lonely man is he, bending over his bow.
his wife and family. Keep on giving him dirty looks, cause he's proud of that old daddy. When you call him up, if you call him down, in the month of January, he compiled a dictionary.
Eddie, Bernard. Everybody,
what's
Eddie,
matter?
Come up.
Jimmy,
Jimmy,
what's the matter?
Why, Pinky Tomlin's in jail.
Pinky's in jail?
Yeah, he's in jail. Listen, I just got word from Pinky that he's been put in jail for trying to bribe a judge.
Gosh, the cigars did it. Let's all go down and see him. I'm going right out and buy him a big basket of fruit. Bernard, that's a good idea. Let's get him some bananas.
No, I don't like bananas.
No. Well, anyway, let's get going. Hey, look who's coming. Igor Gorin.
Come on, Igor. Come on along with us. We're going to the jail to visit Pinky.
Oh, I would like to go, you know, but I need a shave.
But this is Sunday, Igor. The barbershops are all closed.
Oh, it looks like I'm out of Lux.
Lux? Quiet, you're plugging the wrong product.
No, wait, I'm not out of Lux.
Say Rinso and I'll kill you.
I just happened to remember, right next door lives Figaro.
Figaro?
Figaro?
Yes, Figaro the barber. Wait, I shall go into the window and call him. Hey, Figaro! Hey!
Figaro!
Largo facciatum della città, largo! La 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 la! Presto, ma te va che la via presto! La 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 la! Ah, che bel vivere, che bella piacere! Piacere per un barbiere di qualità e di qualità. Ah, brava Figaro, brava, bravissima, bravo. La 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 la. A fare una piccola verità, bravo. La 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 la. Fortunatissima per verità, la 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 la. La luce d'ora sempre di ritorno in grossa e mia cucagna per mandiero via tutti i nobili non si dà la 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 la. Con le cavaliere,
la donnetta e tra la 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 lera,
e con le cavaliere, la 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 la. Di qualità. Tutti mi chiedono e tutti mi vogliono. Mi danno ragazzi e vecchie fanciulle.
E quella parrucca.
E questa la barba. E quale sanguigno. E questo belletto. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono. Quale parrucca, questa la barba, questo belletto. Hey! Figaro. Figaro. Figaro, 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 Figaro. Figaro. Ahimè, 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 ahimè. E poi da una alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità. Una alla volta, una alla volta, una alla volta.
Obrigado.
The wings of an angel. Over these prison walls I would fly.
Pipe down, Tomlin, pipe down. A jail is no place for singing.
What's the matter, jailer? You can't blame a guy for trying to rip off a few bars.
Oh, Pinky, Pinky.
Hey, Tomlin, I got a visitor here.
Come on. Oh, hello, Mr. Renard.
Pinky, I brought you something to cheer you up. Here's a big basket of fruit.
Gee, thanks. Hey, wait a minute, Mr. Renard. The basket's empty.
Well, it was a long trip and I got hungry. Oh, Pinky! Pinky!
Hello, Eddie.
Tomlin, I think I can get you out of this jail.
You?
Yes, me. Before I became an actor, you know, I studied law, and I'm just as good a lawyer as I am a comedian.
Brother, you struck out in two leagues.
Oh, Pinky! Pinky!
Hello, Jimmy.
Say, Pinky, I brought you something to cheer you up.
Jimmy, I don't want to be cheered up. I want to get away. I want to get away quick.
Then take this can of Fire Chief gasoline. It will guarantee you a quick getaway.
Well, you boys have certainly cheered me up. There's only one thing in the world that could make me feel any worse than I feel right now.
Oh,
and that's it.
Hey, lady. Are you Seymour?
Yeah, you want to make something out of it?
No. Look, your father left this umbrella the last time he was here.
Huh? What was he doing here?
He just dropped in to get his mail.
Yeah. Sounds like your pa's a regular customer here in the county jail.
Pinky Tomlin, I'll have you understand my pa was only in the county jail once.
Only once?
Yeah, when he passed through on his way to the state pen. Yeah.
Go away. Seymour ain't being in jail punishment enough.
Oh, getting stuck up, huh? Why, you broken-down cowpuncher, you don't deserve having a girl like me stuck on you.
I don't deserve hay fever either, but I got it just the same.
Say, what do you got against me anyway?
Just one thing, Seymour. All you do is talk.
Before you lay an egg. Pinky, you don't seem to realize that until he gets a wife, a man isn't complete.
Yeah, and then he's finished.
I'll be seeing you in court, and when that judge gets through with you...
Wait a minute, Seymour. Can't we settle this thing out of court?
No, that trial's going to start next week or else.
Or else what?
Or else you marry me right now.
Now, not a chance, Seymour. The most I can get from the judge is 5 years. With you, it's life.
Well, you better think about it, Pinky. I'll drop the breach of promise suit and get you out of jail in 5 minutes.
Well,
do you marry me or do I see you in court next week?
All right, Seymour, I'll marry you.
Goody.
Now, wait a minute. You can have me on one condition.
Name it, Pinky. You know how I love you, Pinky. You know how I want you, Pinky. I'll do anything in the world within my power to do, Pinky. What's the condition, Pinky?
Stop talking for one whole day.
I'll see you in court next week.
All right. All visitors must leave. Lights out, boys. Folks will have to get out of here.
Goodbye, Pinky.
Goodbye, Pinky. So long.
Goodbye, Pinky.
Goodbye, Pinky.
Yep, when that trial begins next week, it'll sure be goodbye, Pinky. I don't know why I ever got myself into this mess anyway. I never should have come to the big town. I just don't belong here. I've seen the moon rise over Broadway. I've
magical enchantment from the start. Yet I keep thinking of a harvest moon. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart. The mighty skyline of Manhattan, to some may be a work of art. I can't forget the schoolhouse on the hill. I guess I'm just a country boy at heart. I've heard the rhythm of the latest swing band, but that don't mean a thing to me. I'd rather swing my partner to a fiddle and a bow than go trucking to a Harlem Rhapsody. I've seen the boats along the Hudson sail into harbor and depart. I'd rather travel down a dusty lane. I guess I'm just a country boy.
Tomlin will be heard in this radio courtroom in Texaco Town. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are particularly fortunate this afternoon in being able to present to you one of our very good friends who happens to be here in the studio with us. He has a few words that he'd like to say, I'm sure. May I then present the mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Kent.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've been listening to the Texaco Town programs ever since I started my vacation, and I've really gotten a great thrill out of it. I think these boys and girls here have done a splendid job, don't you? You know, a lot has happened since I started on my vacation. They found the forgotten man, Mae West's husband. And yesterday I met the three Russian flyers that came all the way from Russia here to California. They tell me in their plane they use vodka. You know, vodka is the fastest thing outside of fire chief gasoline. Well, I'll be seeing you in September. Goodbye.
James Wallington speaking from Hollywood, California. Good night, everybody. And good night, Eddie Cantor. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. P.M. BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.